You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
This is a matter that really we need to look at as the DA in Gauteng. They want to closely monitor the referrals made by the SIU report released on Tembisa Hospital corruption. We speak to Jeff Bloom. Jeff, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Great pleasure indeed. Part of me says I must ask you, if are you shocked about these revelations, but you've been actually signaling, you've been talking about these corrupt activities that are happening at not only at Tembisa Hospital, but do you feel vindicated by this SIU report?
Well, absolutely. Look, we knew it was around about 2 billion rand, but we did wonder whether any goods had been delivered at all. You know, maybe they were just hugely overpriced, but they still got something. But according to the SIU, nothing was delivered. They've got no proof that all this money was paid out to these criminal syndicates, because that's what they were. And so absolutely nothing was delivered, overpriced or not. Remember these skinny jeans that supposedly were bought, and also the extent of the corruption, the 41 companies with the major syndicate, which is headed by Mr. Marmela, who's a nephew of the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, by a previous marriage. So, you know, all that is shocking, but at the end of the day, they tend to catch the small fish but not the big fish, and the frustration is that we still have not seen criminal prosecutions. We need criminal charges. People must appear in court, and justice must take its toll. But yeah, these investigations drag on forever. That's the problem.
But check, how much of a concern? I mean, we know that Patrick Diakaran was killed as a whistleblower with regards to the shenanigans happening at Tembisa Hospital. But listening to the Mandlanga Commission, as a person whose sanity prevails at all times, you know that things that happens doesn't mean that the president is not alert, doesn't know about these things that are happening. How much of a concern are these revelations in the Mandlanga Commission?
Well, it's because it seems that there's political protection and that senior politicians were colluding. So if there's corruption in the police force and they're supposed to enforce law and order, what can you do? It's a mafia. And, you know, typically the mafia they bribe police officers, they bribe even the court system. That's what happens in a sort of mafia type society. So the revelations of the Mandlanga Commission are shocking, but it does show that political figures are involved, and the same with Tembisa Hospital. So I think that's why we never get to the root of the problem, because they're quite happy to prosecute lower level people, but we've got to get the masterminds, and we absolutely need to find out who ordered Babita Diakaran to be murdered. That's the key question, and the DA is going to leave no stone unturned to get the answer to that question.
Yeah, it all boils back to this whole Gauteng Health Department as well. And in terms of accountability, I mean, you look at the Premier, from the DA's perspective, what sort of interventions have you reached out to the Premier to flag this red flag and say, this is what is happening? Because, I mean, you know, I don't think, especially how the citizens deserve this, whereby people got to be turned away. I think it stems back from the COVID-19, during the time of COVID-19, whereby we've realized that something is not going okay there. And from, I must commend the DA, especially you, that you've been raising this, you've been talking about this, but it seems as if it all fell on deaf ears based on political affiliation. And of course, as you're stating, you know, those coverage and all that. But in terms of moving forward now, what are plans put in place from the DA? Because, I mean, we're waiting for 6 months, I think, 6 months or more from the Maglanga Commission in order to see if there's going to be prosecution. But I think that will be too little too late in terms of these guys might be covering up.
Well, in terms of the Gauteng Health Department, the DA has been calling for some time now for the Premier to dismiss the current Health MEC and also the current head of department. The current head of department himself being investigated by the SIU for alleged bribery to influence a tender. So, I mean, it's just amazing to us that he could have been appointed in the first place when he is himself being investigated. So that's what we will continue to push for. And we were asked questions in the legislature. We want to know if these companies are still getting money from other hospitals. You know, it's much broader than Tembisa Hospital. You know, I've already found that some of these companies have got other contracts. They need to be blacklisted. And that's a major thing. And, you know, the masterminds, that we need to go after them. My colleague in Parliament, Glynis Breytenbach, has been pushing the NPA to make prosecutions. You know, we just get endless investigations and we never see anything end up in court, and it's deliberate. It's because there's political protection.
Of course, and all this now, especially when it comes to the Housing Department of Health, it points back to the leadership as well of the whole entire department, from the legislature or whatever that you may call it, in terms of leadership to guide us into the right way. So what's your positioning in when it comes to the leadership of the Gauteng Health Department?
Well, that's what we've been calling for, a change. We need, you know, the rock top starts at the top. We always know that. So there were so many red flags in the expenditure of Tembisa Hospital. You know, they were overspending for 2 to 3 years, massively overspending. You'd think that head office department would have picked it up. But one person did pick it up. Abita Dvetiakran picked it up. She flagged 850 million rand of suspicious expenditure. She asked for payments to be stopped. And then, you know, obviously somebody tipped off somebody else, and the order was given out for her to be murdered. So that's actually very concerning. And I don't think much has fundamentally changed the Gauteng Health Department. I think there's still too much being stolen. One estimate is that it's about 2 billion rand a year that's actually being stolen. If you understand that Tembisa Hospital is a mid-level hospital, it's not the largest hospital. If that's the sort of money being stolen at that type of hospital, what's happening to larger hospital? Chris Hani Baragwana, Steve Biko, Sharton Hake, you know, they've got much larger budgets and probably also scams going on there as well.
And in terms of those implicated officials in these tenders are contract or not, do we know if are they still at work? What's the current situation?
Well, you know, they need to be immediately suspended. I've asked questions about this, and speedy disciplinary action. Now, they've got a history of endless disciplinary action. The previous chief financial officer was suspended for a full 2 years. She was paid 3 million rand while she was suspended. Then she was allowed to resign shortly before the disciplinary process concluded, and which is completely wrong. We think that the 13 officials who've now been implicated, they must implement speedy discipline, and must not allow them to resign, and they must attach their pensions to try and recuperate at least some of the money.
Yeah. So what's your stance on the current NEC? What needs to happen to her?
She needs to go. I mean, she's a failure on various levels. You know, cancer patients, thousands, hundreds of cancer patients have suffered and died because they haven't received radiation treatment. The High Court of Gauteng has condemned the department twice now for failing to treat cancer patients, even though the funds are available. So, I mean, that level of incompetence and lack of caring, she should have been fired for that alone. So, you know, the fact that the Premier has not fired her or the head of the department means that he can't do it politically. There are political reasons preventing them going, and that must stop. Who do you put first? Do you put patients first, or you put politicians first? We say you put patients first.
Indeed. Before I let you go, Jack, I mean, one thing that I think maybe you can help us understand here, the role of oversight from opposition parties. I mean, you've played your part, but do you think the role of oversight from opposition political parties, is this thing taken serious, or is it just a matter of, okay, you've done your work, the clock card is ticked, but then what's your reading into that?
Well, you know, we've been blocked from hospitals now, which is completely illegal and unconstitutional. I had to sneak into Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital recently to check whether they had clean linen. So we keep getting blocked on that, but they have to answer questions in the legislature. That's absolutely critical. And, you know, to be honest, in the counting legislature, the ruling party is only a minority. If the other opposition parties vote with the DA, we could vote down the health budget, which is what we tried to do earlier. So, you know, the solution is political. You know, in a democracy, if you think people are doing wrong, you vote in other parties. But the tragedy, I think, in Gauteng legislatures, that the opposition parties have not united around certain issues. If they voted down the Gauteng health budget, we'd have lots of leverage to get some changes there. But it hasn't happened for two budgets now. Hopefully, the situation changes next year, and other opposition parties support us. And we've also been trying to censure the health MEC, but they keep blocking it. We've had to go to court to try to get the motion to block it, but it would help if other opposition parties supported us.
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck, I thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated, and take care.
Thank you.
It's a very big thank you there, and a great pleasure to our guests, Mr. Jack Bloom, the DA, Gauteng Shire MEC for Health, stating categorically, just looking at what has transpired at the Madlanga Commission when it comes to the Tembisa Hospital. 2 billion rand being siphoned. So now the DA will closely monitor the referrals made by the SIU report released that was yesterday on Tembisa Hospital corruption, including 116 disciplinary referrals and the 4 criminal murders sent to the National Prosecuting Authority. Now, the interim findings have exposed 3 major syndicates that siphoned off more than 2 billion rand through fraudulent supply contracts, along with 6 smaller networks. Most alarming is the revelation that the largest syndicate is tied to Hangwani Morgan Maumela, which is President Cyril Ramaphosa's nephew by a previous marriage, which secured contracts worth 816 million rand. In addition, 3 companies awarded contracts totaling to 13.5 million rand are linked to Vusumuzi. Kat Makala, who is currently on trial for allegedly orchestrating a hit on his ex-girlfriend, and is under scrutiny by the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry for those alleged SARS corruption. Of course, so looking at it, it is indeed gratifying that the Asset Forfeiture Unit has now identified assets worth 520 million belonging to Mr. Maumela and secured some of them, including 6 properties and 6 luxury vehicles, including 4 Lamborghinis. So, right, it's all now up to the Gauteng Health Department. Are they taking a speedy disciplinary action against the 13 identified officials implicated in the 116 SIU referrals? That's the question. So, I think they should not be allowed to resign before completion of the disciplinary process, as happened with former Chief Financial Officer Lerato Maitio, who was suspended with pay for 2 years before resigning. So that's what is happening. It's all unraveling in front of our eyes. It's all happening at the Madlanga Commission, but it's a very shocking revelation that comes out from the Madlanga Commission.
You are listening to Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.